Look at you, panicking at my presence. No wonder you haven't attempted to flee my castle. You know what comes if you do. Oh. Rawr. Oh, don't struggle too much. You'll make it hard for me to hold you. Oh. That was not rhetoric. That was an order. Much better. Now you can focus on what I have to say. To start off, you've been enslaved by me for 6 months now. Far from home, no contact with family or friends. Everything from your past life lost to the winds. This is your new home now, my pet. You clearly haven't forgotten that. Ever since, I've made you my personal plaything and servant. You do everything I say, right down to the letter. From fetching me things, to acting a certain way, such as crawling on your knees. You've always been a source of entertainment for me. Best of all, unlike previous servants who work for my favor, you work out of fear. Because you know what happens when you fail me. Many previous servants have even suffered such cruel fates at my hands, all for one tiny little mistake. With me being a vampire and all, it's kept you in line so far. All to stay alive, as they say. But I must confess, I have been misdirecting you to see if you'll screw up with a sudden change. In fact, I take pleasure in watching you running around like a headless chicken, trying to work out what to do, and panic when you can't. I just can't help being... what are they called these days? Oh, right. A troll. I can tell even now that you're scared of me. You think I'm here to punish you for something you think you did wrong? I bet you're thinking over the whole entire day. Just to figure out what that is exactly. Why else would I be here, you must be asking. But what if I told you that you didn't do anything wrong? Oh, do I hear some crying? So much fear, not knowing what I'll do to you. I find it so cute when it's coming from you. But you'll be surprised to learn that I'm not here to punish you. I'm not even here to feed off of you. Well, I'm glad you asked why. You see, in spite of everything I've done to you, and everything I've ordered you to do, however humiliating it may sometimes be, you worked hard to ensure you meet my expectations. So much hard work. And suddenly, I feel like rewarding you for all you have done to keep me pleased. I feel like I'm insulting you for letting it all go with only a small time to rest each night. No, no. That wouldn't be satisfying one bit. So tonight, I wish to give you a reward. Pleasure. Oh, yes. So much pleasure. What? You make sure I'm pleased whenever I needed it. I should at least return the favor for once. Oh, yes. Of course. You're still here. Are you still paralyzed by fear? Then I guess I only have one order for you to follow. And that is to take it in. Take in the pleasure that I want to give you. Surrender to it. And enjoy it. That's all I ask of you tonight. Oh. Are you so terrified of me that you whimper from a simple kiss? Oh, this is going to be fun. No answer? I'm gonna assume you like it. You smell nice tonight, my lovely servant. Oh my. Your cheek feels warmer than usual. Are you blushing? Oh, I honestly can't tell if it's from fear running through your body or whether you're liking my kisses. Either way, I love it. And besides, your fear of me? Well, it turns me. Why do you think I've kept you around for so long? Like I said before, previous servants I had only worked to curry favor from me. I honestly don't like it when they expect something in return every time they do something good for me. What a waste. But you clearly don't like being here. But you know you can't escape from me so easily. So you just do what you're told, because you're terrified of how nasty I can be when you fail. And I can be very nasty. But there's no need for me to be that way tonight. Besides, it's been a while since I've had cuddles. See? You're shrieking in horror. Oh, that just makes me want to pull you closer. Be that guardian vampire that keeps you safe while you sleep. Come to me, my darling. Let me hold you. Oh. Yes. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, and you're so warm, too. Oh, that's even better. Oh. I was feeling so cold back in my room, but holding you close will warm me up in no time. Oh. You actually feel so nice against my tits. If I were hungry, I would devour you in an instant. Couldn't you tell that I'm naked? You're blushing more than you did before. So shy and withdrawn in my presence. So cute. Any man would love to be in your position right now, pet. Being snuggled and spooned by a naked vampire countess. It's a rare treat that I don't give just to anyone. Now, I have a new order for you, pet. Do you want to guess what that is? Well, then, if you don't know, then I'll tell you. Take off your pajamas. I'm serious, my sweet little man. I want your body free of fabrics. And yes, that includes your underwear. I want as much of your skin touching mine, with nothing in between. Shh, don't talk. Just strip off everything. Nothing more. There we are. Now keep your back to me. And let me press myself into you. Oh. Now can you feel how naked I am? Can you feel my nipples poking into your back? I know. So sensational. Unlike anything. You've never had this happen before, correct? Enjoy it. Tonight's all about you. Should I trace that with my fingers on your chest? Tonight's all about you. Oh. Did you like the way my fingers glided over your skin? I could hear you shuddering. Or are you still fearful of me? Rest assured, my pet. If you think I'm going to gut you, then you'll be surprised that I have no such intention. If I wanted you dead, I would have done so today. And it would be so painful for you. Besides, I think you'll love the way I scratch and caress your chest. Oh, you're squirming. How adorable. Oh, that's right. Just keep squirming and shuddering in fear for me. It just makes me want to do it more. Maybe some neck kisses to make you feel better? Does it feel good? I know it does. Shy little slave. Admit it. Does it? Oh. How deliciously foolish to think that total silence won't make it worse. Well, that's just too bad. That's it. That's what I wanted to hear. And oh, what's this? Oh my. You've gone all stiff. Your cock, that is. Mind if I touch it? Oh, what am I doing? Well, you're my slave after all. I can do whatever I want with you, whether you like it or not. Oh. Guess I'm just gonna glide my fingers over it. Oh, it's so big, too. This night just keeps on giving. I hope you love having a woman's hands around it. That's it, my sweet boy. Just take it. Does it feel amazing? I love the way you squirm, baby boy. But don't panic too much, because I want to tug your cock, not suck your blood. Your cock is twitching for me. You enjoy this, and you can't tell me otherwise. Do you mind if I go faster? Oh. Oh. Oh, here we go. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hands. Do you want release, my pet? Oh, well, just take it, and I promise you'll get your release. Oh, yeah, you're getting so close. Is my good boy pleased by the way his mistress jerks his cock? Oh, that's it. Oh, I think you're ready for what's next. Oh, all I wanted from that was your pre-cum. I don't want to make a huge mess in your bed at your expense. I gave you pleasure only to make you clean up your cum afterwards. And that just wouldn't be fair, would it? Oh, don't get me wrong. I do want you to come, but I want you to come inside of me. It'll make both of us feel good and mostly contain the mess. There we are, your pretty face. Look how red and terrified you are, thinking I would kill you and make you suffer, giving you a false sense of security. How wrong you are. But at the same time, I can't blame you for thinking that. Oh, you are such a sweet little darling. I'm gonna pleasure you like nothing before. I want you to just ignore your terror and thrust your throbbing cock deep into my pussy. Let me drain the stress out of you. You know you want to. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, I've been thinking about this moment all night. What are you waiting for, pet? Fuck me. Fuck me like your life depends on it. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Now I wonder why I didn't do this sooner. Oh, no one has ever made me feel this good in a long time. Oh, keep going, sweet boy. Oh, and don't you dare stop. Oh, yes. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, go faster. Go faster, I need it. Oh, that's it. Hold me. Oh, grab my ass while you're at it. I want to feel your hands on it. Oh, go on, pet. Grab it. Why are you so good at this? So good for me. Oh, faster now. Oh, God. Oh, your cock is so amazing. Oh, you know how to please your mistress so well. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, are you? Oh, that's good. I want us to both come at the same time. Oh, don't stop. Oh, are you ready to come? Oh, yes, I'm ready to come. That's right. I want your cock to explode within me. Fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, come. Come for me, slave. Make your mistress scream for your load. Oh, my. Oh, that was fantastic. Tell me, was that good? Was I a good mistress to you, pet? Oh, look at you. Now you look so exhausted. Let me cuddle you. That's it. Oh. Just rest your head between my tits. You were wonderful. You deserved this. Now I'm confident that you're perhaps the best slave I've ever had. I'm going to miss you when you're gone. No, I'm not going to release you. You're so good for me. It honestly makes me think if I ever deserve you. But don't worry about the mess in your bed. I'll do you a favor and clean it up while you work elsewhere. It's the least I can do after you pleased me so well. But don't think because I let you thrust your cock in my pussy that I'll be giving you carte blanche from now on. You are my slave, my servant. And I expect you to do as I say and to meet my expectations no matter what happens. Also, this won't be happening often. The only reason I did this is because I felt generous. I wanted to make sure that this wasn't an entirely unhappy time under my servitude. Don't look so down. You've done great work at all the tasks I give you. Remember that. Oh. I can see that you're tired. One last order for the night, my sweet boy. Hold me tight. Let me run my fingers through your hair. And just drift off to sleep. Or would you rather me hum you a lullaby? Very well. This night is about you, after all.